Happy Mother's Day once again to all you ladies out there this morning. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the second book of Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 30 will serve as our text this morning. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 30. And the mother of the child said, "As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So he arose and followed her. So we will begin with an exposition of the text so we can get our scripture in its context, and then we'll follow that with two applications which arise from the 30th verse. You can follow along with me in your Bible, beginning in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, or you can simply listen as I'll be reading the entire context, commenting as we go. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 8 we read, "Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food." This woman was a notable woman. Apparently, she was well known, probably a woman of means in her community. And she lived in the town called Shunem, which is in Israel, in the territory of Issachar. So this is in the northern kingdom, in the context of ancient Israel. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please, let us make a small upper room on the wall, and let us put a bed for him there, and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there." This notable woman was notable not only in the earthly sense, but she was also notable in that she had great faith and great spiritual discernment. She discerned that there was a mighty man of God in her midst. And it happened one day that he came there, and he turned into the upper room and lay down there. And then he said to Gehazi, this is Elisha's right-hand man, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him, and he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the king or to the commander of the army?' She answered, 'I dwell among my own people.' So he said, 'What then is to be done for her?' And Gehazi answered, 'Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old.'" Though barren, and barrenness was considered a curse in Israel, though barren, the woman was content with her life. The godly woman was content and found joy in her circumstances, even though they were less than perfect. This is what she meant when she said, "I dwell among my own people." She was not focused on what she did not have, a child, but rather she was focused on the blessings that she did have, a husband, and the fact that her basic spiritual and her basic earthly needs were met abundantly by the Lord her God who was in heaven. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway, and then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maidservant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. So her barrenness would be removed. Probably in answer to the prayer that she had prayed time and time again. It may be so that she had given up praying for this thing. But the Lord never forgets the prayers of his people. Though you may give up on the Lord, learn this, that the Lord will never give up on you. Even when we are faithless, the Lord is faithful. Picking up on verse 18, and the child grew. Now it happened one day that he went out to his father, to the reapers, and he said to his father, my head, my head. So he said to his servant, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. The son of the Shunammite woman dies. Her only son passes on. And so what does she do? Does she despair of her life? No. Not while the man of God is in town. And she went up and she laid him on the bed of the man of God, shut the door upon him and went out. And then she called to her husband and said, please send me one of the young men and one of the donkeys, that I may run to the man of God and come back. So he said, why are you going to him today? It is neither the new moon nor the Sabbath. And she said, it is well. Then she saddled the donkey and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Do not slacken the pace for me unless I tell you. And so she departed and went to the man of God at Mount Carmel. So it was when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to his servant Gehazi, look, the Shunammite woman. Please run now to meet her and say to her, is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. It is well? What do you mean it is well? Her only son had just breathed his last. And yet it is well? What faith is this? Of this faith, it is written and applied to her father Abraham that he concluded that God was able to raise him up. Even from the dead. Now when she came to the man of God at the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to push her away. But the man of God said, let her alone, for her soul is in deep distress. And the Lord has hidden it from me and has not told me. So she said, did I ask a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And then he said to Gehazi, get yourself ready and take my staff in your hand and be on your way. If you meet anyone, do not greet him. And if anyone greets you, do not answer him, but lay my staff on the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So he arose and followed her. So Gehazi is sent ahead of Elisha and the Shunammite woman. He was able to travel at a greater rate of speed, we presume. And he's told not to greet anybody. Now, Elisha is not telling him to be rude, but in the Middle Eastern culture of the day, to greet somebody was quite a lengthy process. You wouldn't just shake somebody's hand and say, "Hi, how are you?" and move on. You would entertain them in a great conversation, and if you had some food with you, you would share a meal, and you would eat, and you would drink, and spend perhaps a day in their company. This was the Middle Eastern hospitality. So basically what Elisha is saying is, don't delay. Get going and don't delay. Now Gehazi went on ahead of them, and he laid the staff on the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Therefore he went back to meet him and told him, saying, "The child is not awakened." So plan A doesn't work. It's time for plan B. When Elisha came into the house, there was the child lying dead on his bed. He went in, therefore, shut the door behind the two of them, and prayed to the Lord. And he went up and lay on the child, and put his mouth on his mouth, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands, and he stretched himself out on the child, and the flesh of the child became warm. He returned and walked back and forth in the house, and again went up and stretched himself out on him. Then the child sneezed 7 times, the divine number of completion, and the child opened his eyes. And he called Gehazi and said, "Call the Shunammite woman." So he called her. And when she came into him, he said, "Pick up your son." So she went in, fell at his feet, and bowed to the ground. Then she picked up her son and went out. So Elisha is used by God to demonstrate the fact that the Lord has power over death. This is a foreshadowing of the resurrection, not only in the demonstration itself, but also in that the Shunammite woman's beloved only son was raised from the dead. Now this beloved only son would live, and he would die again. But there is another beloved only son of whom the scripture speaks. And his name is Jesus Christ. This beloved Son of God would die, and he would rise from the dead about 880 years later, and he lives forevermore. Two very specific applications that we're going to bring out from our text in verse 30 this morning. And the mother of the child said, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you." So he arose and followed her. First, the Shunammite woman's maternal love was such that she persevered. And secondly, the Shunammite woman's faith in God was rewarded. Now, the Shunammite woman's maternal love was such that she persevered. As long as there was hope for her child, she was going to reach out and try to grasp it. She had heard of Elisha's mentor, Elijah, and how he had prayed that God might show mercy to the widow of Zarephath by raising her son from the dead. And she had heard that the Lord had answered that prayer, and that indeed it had happened. Now, Elisha had received a double portion of God's Spirit. So surely God would hear the prayers of this man of God, even twofold. Now, today, we should not expect exactly this miracle, for the truth of the resurrection has already been established by the Son of God through a great many witnesses and through the New Testament apostles and prophets who validated this truth. The resurrection has already been established, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing witness, both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. So although God may not duplicate such miracles in this present dispensation, we can reasonably expect that our prayers will be heard. Does not the woman of God pray day and night for the salvation and the well-being of her children? Young men, young ladies, children, she does pray for you day and night. And for this, you ought to be thankful. Does not even nature teach the unique bond of maternal love? Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? When the going gets tough, the moms keep going. When the going gets tough, the moms keep praying. Ladies, despair not. If the Shunammite woman had given up, that'd have been that. That'd have been the end of it. She'd have seen her beloved only son again. But not until she joined him in the celestial city. Perhaps at this late hour, or an hour still yet to come, the Lord will reach your wayward son, your wayward daughter, in his own way. So never stop praying while there is yet hope. Now we have arrived at our second point. The Shunammite woman's faith was rewarded. By faith she overcame. Through faith she worked righteousness, obtained promises. And this woman finds her place in Hebrews chapter 11, the Hebrews Hall of Faith. And it is written of her for the encouragement and exhortation of women of all ages. Women received their dead raised to life again. Indeed, it is true that all who place their faith in God through his only Son, who is risen from the dead, receive eternal reward. God's marked it down in his holy word, and he's written these things for you. Mark it down in your hearts. these things will surely come to pass. Not one promise of our great and powerful and holy God will fall to the ground unfulfilled. Mark it down, your God and my God keeps his promises. How is it that this woman had such faith? The Apostle Paul instructs us that faith comes by hearing. And hearing? By the Word of God. And this, friends, is what the Word of God says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, whomsoever will come, not whoever but you, these promises are for you. Whoever does what? Believes. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Apply that precious promise to your heart, friends, if you haven't already, and prepare yourself to take your place at the heavenly table alongside this great Shunammite woman of faith and her son. Believe and see that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him in faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this appointed time and the opportunity to honor our mothers and the women in our lives. Lord God, may all of these ladies and gentlemen alike take these lessons to heart and apply them for being hearers of the word and not doers profits nothing. If there be any in my hearing this morning who have not saving faith, Lord, let it be so that through the music, through the preaching of the word, through your word, through the communion table, through the fellowship, that something makes the dead soul live. Just as the young son of the Shunammite was dead and became alive again. Just as Jesus Christ died and rose again, that he might be the first fruits of the brethren, that we too might live because he lives. Thank you, Lord, for your perfect sacrifice. We pray that you superintend every aspect of the remainder of this service. And guide us throughout this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.